The 800 UAW workers at Chrysler's engine plant in Kenosha were clearly prepared for a strike. The first workers left a plant exit just before the 10 a.m. strike deadline, and within minutes, picket signs were up at plant gates. Local 72 President Dan Kirk left the plant carrying several boxes of union files that he stuffed into his car. He said the mood inside the plant before the strike was one of great uneasiness.
You know, it's scary. Anytime you're outside the fence, on this side of the fence, it's scary. Is this going to be long? Is it going to be short? We don't know. We're hoping it's going to be short, and we'll get back to what we're doing best.
Employment in the auto industry is notoriously cyclical, but with the recent sale of Chrysler to a private equity firm, Kirk says the level of uncertainty in the 26 years he's been at the plant is almost as high as it's ever been.
The whole environment that the auto industry is involved in right now, it's always scary. But we'll take each day as it comes. We got a strong union, and we'll stick together and do what we have to do.
Just a few months ago, auto workers were celebrating an announcement that the company planned to build a new plant in Kenosha to make a new generation of engines. Now the topic of conversation is just how long the strike will last. In Kenosha, David Cole, Wisconsin Public Radio.